Welcome back. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number 564-1290. Les Carroll is the program director. Jaron Piltz is the producer. Today's guest is Susan Petrovich, attorney from Hatch and Perrin, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. We're talking about the Fifth Amendment recent court decision. The government, the court upholds the government's exercise of eminent domain. They reasoned that the taking of private property to promote the city's economic development, which includes creating new jobs, increasing tax revenues. The court says that if the government is creating new jobs and creating tax revenues, it's a public purpose. It then falls within the public use requirement of the Fifth Amendment, and you, someone's going to knock on your door, Mr. Eminent Domain is going to knock on your door and say, pack up and move, because we're going to generate more tax revenue for the city. So you're out of your house. Is that what really happened here, Susan?
Well, Mark, it came pretty close. in this case, the city wasn't even planning to open all this condemned land to the public. The majority of the court didn't seem to have a problem with that because the city was taking the position that their overall scheme was to revitalize their ailing economy. And the court said, we're not going to second guess that, which is pretty scary. The city was proposing some uses that would be open to the public. They were going to do a waterfront conference hotel and restaurants and shops and a marina and then a private river walk along the waterfront. But they were also going to build 80 new residences, not for the people who presently live there, I might add, and 90,000 square feet of new research and development office space. Pfizer was interested in moving next door, and so part of their motivation here was to attract Pfizer to build their own office park right next door to this property. One of the petitioners, incidentally, Mark, was born in her home in 1918. So she's one of the people who's going to be dispossessed. She had lived there her entire life.
So far.
Yes. I hope this doesn't cut short her life. Another thing that you might find amusing, Mark, is that right after this opinion, a group submitted to the local city council in Justice Souter's hometown.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
A petition to build a hotel at a certain address that happened to be his home. And they cited that the city would get a whole lot more revenue and public economic benefit from a hotel than from him living in his single family home. And they wanted to call it the Lost Liberty Hotel and have a cafe that was called the Just Desserts Cafe.
Now, they're seriously going to make this attempt? I mean, we won't get off the ground, I assume, but they're going to make the attempt?
They've already done it. I don't know how far it got with the local city council.
Now, let's get back to this public good. We talked about the government, the Fifth Amendment. If they want to put in a freeway, expand the freeway, or build a public school or something that 100% of the use will be for 100% of the public. Of course, if you don't drive, you could say that, hey, that's not good for me. But we assume that you might get something delivered by a truck. So let's assume that it's for the public good. So you're saying that it sounds like a good percentage of this property is going to end up for private use, private property, not for the public use, and that the original people weren't necessarily offered a part of it. Like when the development on Chapala, I know they took away my favorite burrito place. Been so long now, I can't remember what the name of it. I think it's a 700 block of Chapala. And they're putting up some apartments and condos and businesses, but they're giving them, I think Jeff Bermant's doing that deal, and part of it was they allowing them to move back in.
That is not the case with New London. The people will be paid the fair market value of their homes, and they will leave, and they will not be asked to return. And the one thing that makes this case so unique is that the city was not claiming blight. And blight is a common term used by redevelopment agencies where they do have to come in and upgrade an area. And one of the cases that the court talked about was an old case that actually predated redevelopment law, but still it was a part of Washington, D.C. that was just a rat trap. It was awful. and the city condemned property and came in and did a substantial redevelopment project just to upgrade the whole neighborhood, the whole part of the city. That's very different. This city did not claim blight. And that they just said they wanted economic, they wanted a better economic use of the property.
Now, so what do you think is going to be the fallout? What's the worst, when you read this decision, what was the first thing that came to your mind? Oh my God, this is going to mean what?
I think this will give public agencies a lot more leeway in doing exactly what Justice O'Connor, who wrote a blistering dissent in this case, suggested. And she was actually quoting from a case that was written in, an opinion that was written in 1798. So this was right after the Bill of Rights was ratified. And she said, she's quoting from a justice in that case, "A law that takes property from A and gives it to B, it is against all reason and justice for a people to entrust a legislature with such powers, and therefore it cannot be presumed that they have done it." In other words, that that was the intention of the Constitution, to allow the government to take our property, because I think a lot of people forget that the government is supposed to be the servant of the people. It is not the ruler of the people. That I believe that's why we fought a Revolutionary War. So Justice O'Connor said that under the banner of economic development, all private property is now vulnerable to being taken and transferred to another private owner so long as it might be upgraded. Pretty scary, pretty scary stuff. It's... And I believe it is a turn toward more public domination of private property rights. And we've seen over time that private property rights, particularly for real property, have been modified, or in some cases people would say eroded, by limitations, regulations. But this is quite different. This is actually taking someone's property away from them and giving it to someone else to use.
Now, it seems like you're not supporting this decision. At first glance, I'm not an expert. It doesn't seem quite right to me. Are there groups, entities coming out and cheering this decision and say, hey, this is going to be a good thing?
There are some people who think that for communities that maybe can't prove blight but really do want economic revitalization, that this would be a way for them to go. And that this opinion will actually help them upgrade their communities. I know that's something that's hard for us in affluent Santa Barbara to understand, but there are parts of the country where perhaps to the people in those communities, this decision looks good. Doesn't look so good, I think, to those in Santa Barbara who treasure what we have and would just as soon not have our public entities have this kind of power. And a lot of people say that this couldn't happen in California. But I don't think that's entirely correct. In California, our laws permit condemnation, as I say, to cure blight. And blight, you have to make certain findings. But interestingly enough, there have been many communities where blight has been found by the local public agency that you wouldn't even believe. Years ago, Mammoth Lakes, the city of Mammoth Lakes, tried to find that all of downtown Mammoth was a blighted area. And property owners sued successfully, defending against that. Yeah.
So you mentioned in Santa Barbara, affluent Santa Barbara, but we're gonna take a phone call. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I'm talking with attorney Susan Petrovich. We're not going to take a phone call. I'm handed a note here. Have a comment. What can we as private homeowners and citizens do to protect our property from being taken away? How about for our parents? Oh, so someone who wants to either protect their parents or... Well, that's pretty much exactly what you were just saying. You mentioned the Mammoth Lakes, and they successfully sued. I mentioned that I saw an article that Texas, it says states can set stricter eminent domain laws than what the Supreme Court deems permissible. Many Texas lawmakers vowed to tighten state law to do just that. And their proposed constitutional amendment is in Texas would bar state and local governments from seizing property from one owner and then turning it over to another. Unless, of course, they want to turn it over to me.
Yes.
So that's what the state can do to protect the individual. But as this caller calls in, what can an individual do? Do you believe in prayer? I mean, what can someone do?
Well, that's why we have both local congresses and, you know, local representatives, and we also have the federal Congress. We can pass laws that tighten up the definition of what public use is, so that this Supreme Court opinion becomes modified by subsequent legislation.
And I'll tell you another group. I can mention two groups, the California Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. The largest trade group in the country, I think, is the National Association of Realtors. And people complain sometimes about paying those commission dollars. But what they're doing, and I'm proud to be a realtor, is they're turning around and fighting for private property rights. And coming up next month will be an interview with the president of the National Association of Realtors, and we'll probably cover this topic. Today, though, we're talking with Susan Petrovich, who actually, in honor of the anniversary of the bikini, which made its debut last week in 1946 in Paris, is wearing a bikini for today's program. Unfortunately, it's under her business suit, but she's in the spirit of things. Susan Petrovich. Our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about some local issues. Isla Vista, some people call that blight. Maybe we should just cut out Isla Vista and turn it into a barge and just set it out on the ocean. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.